Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with the president of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Kelly Payne. More with Kelly in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Every week, thousands of cattle are unloaded and sold at the world's largest feeder and stocker market, the Oklahoma National Stockyards. President of the Stockyards is Kelly Payne. She says, like so many folks, they've been in uncharted waters for a lot of the last year because of the pandemic.
You know, it was just a huge surprise to everyone. None of us had been through a situation like that before. And so being able to react quickly, we wanted obviously our employees to be safe, the buyers and the shippers. The commission companies were fantastic to work with as far as if a customer wanted a check brought out to the parking lot. We just tried to make it as less intrusive as possible and have business as usual with safety protocols in place. Some of the things that were really surprising to me. I generally have quite a few meetings during the week, and that was all quickly replaced by phone calls. But our partnership with other associations was really important. Livestock Marketing Association worked with a number of the auction markets on protocols to follow, kind of a best practice. Secretary Arthur with Department of Ag and Governor Stitt were very supportive of the auction markets and agriculture in general,
right.
Here in Oklahoma. So we felt like we really had had the support of people, unlike some of the other states. And obviously, with the supply chain showing those breaks like they did, it was critical. You know, the CDC had declared us critical to staying open. So being able to work with folks, I'd reached out to our county emergency coordinator and let him know, you know, we are deemed essential. So here's the things that we have in place. And thankfully, we got through it and folks were able to get their checks and hopefully we're back to business as usual now.
So whatever the normal is now these days, looking ahead, what's ahead for the Oklahoma National Stockyards? Is this type of a facility, this type of the way we're marketing cattle with your auction firm, with your commission firms, all that, you feel good about going forward with that?
I do, Ron, and that's a great question, but I'm very, very confident in the commission firms. They have wonderful customer service, attention to detail, and the buying power in that barn is second to none. I couldn't be more proud of the buyers that we have in there week in and week out, and true price discovery is what you're going to have in an auction market. I know that producers have a number of options of how they can market their cattle, but we believe at the end of the day that true price discovery and that the robust bidding and excitement that's in that barn week in and week out is second to none. We are looking, some of the other things as far as growth goes, we were so fortunate with having the Cattlemen's Congress in here this past January, and we're thrilled about being able to host that. We were kind of a partner with holding layover cattle, but we also hosted a sale or two there, and so I think that's an opportunity. We're all in this deal together, and every time we can promote cattle and the beef industry, we certainly need to join hands and do that as much as we can together.
I know that you're also excited about the fact that in the part of Oklahoma City that the Stockyards is located at, it's called Stockyard City, clearly, but you've got some good partners down there that continue, that it really is flourishing.
Yes, we've been really, really pleased with the partnerships. Of course, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is our neighbor right there at the Stockyards, but we work with a number of partners down there. We've initiated a large cleanup program, and also we just completed a master plan overlay for that entire area, and that should be forthcoming this summer to the public. So we're excited about seeing what comes out of that and some really big changes. We want it, this area is so special, and to be able to market it all together as one piece is a really a great opportunity for everybody.
President of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Kelly Payne. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.